I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready for some marriage tips from 1913?
Ready.
You better believe I am, fella. 23 Skidoo. Lay it on me.
Well, you're doing the Charleston on top of the Empire State Building, but you know you're going to come home to a lovely bride. This is the new single from Benny Goodman.
I mean, if the Kaiser hasn't ruined my wedding plans already, then nothing can.
I'm going to start with tip for the husband. Ready?
Okay.
Lay it on me, doughboy. That's historically accurate, but also hilarious
and
today.
Physically accurate. Historically and physically accurate. For husbands, don't talk down to your wife. She has as much intelligence as your colleague at the office. She lacks only opportunity. Talk to her of anything you would talk to a man about it. You'll be surprised how she expands.
What crazy suffragist wrote this?
Right?
Shockingly forward, though, like, right?
Yeah, that still holds true.
For 1913, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's still good advice. Listen to your wife. She knows as much as you do.
Probably more.
Yeah. There's some guy writing this list with his wife behind him, like, all right, write this down.
Yeah.
Right? He's like shaking the whole time.
Got a knife to his
yeah,
neck.
I mean, exactly.
What's funny is you could find documents from the 50s about these are tips for how to be a good wife. And the first thing would be, you know, don't talk to your husband about anything. Make sure he can stay calm with a drink.
Make sure,
Don't keep the kids near him.
When the men are gathering, don't share your opinions. They're lesser than.
Be fresh.
Yeah.
Make sure to light his stogie when it goes out.
Smell like a virgin always.
Is that a particular smell?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what a whore smells like.
Yeah. You sit next to me every day. Quit playing.
The virgin smell is attracting vampires.
Yeah.
And pelicans.
That's how you know.
Pelicans.
First tip for the ladies. Don't let him have to search the house for you after his day's work. Listen for his latchkey and meet him at the threshold.
Okay. Yeah, don't.
Ta-da!
So don't be hiding.
Yeah, don't hide out somewhere. Like, actually, well, like, appear. And
drop
go,
what you're doing
hi.
And run to the man. Yeah. That's kind of. I mean,
I think that's a good practice for everybody, though. If somebody comes home, you should say hi to them.
I like to go greet.
Yeah. I mean, I like to do that, too, honestly.
I love walking in the door and everybody runs to the door. Like,
yeah.
The dog runs
awesome.
Over
it
and
makes
the
you
kids
feel
run
good.
Over.
Yeah, it makes you
that's
feel
pretty
good.
Great.
But it is kind of fun, though. Like, if you're putting away laundry in the bedroom or something and you hear them come in the door, I'll hide under the blankets.
Under the blankets?
In the bed. And then when you hear them walk through the house, she's like, hello? Hello? And then they see the lump on the bed and they're just like, Jesus, why are you doing this? I can see you.
It's the fourth time this week you've done this.
You're not even jumping out, startling them.
No.
You're just laying there,
I lay there
inert.
Yeah, I try to hold my breath too.
This was cute the first two times, but it's starting to hurt my feelings now.
I like how you hold your breath because, you know, the lumps in the bed won't be the indicator that you're there.
Yeah, it's, you might just be a pillow unless you're moving.
Second tip for the men. Don't say a wife wastes time in reading, even if she only reads fiction.
Okay,
at least she can read.
Yeah, let her read. Let the gals read.
Second tip for women. Don't say I told you so to your husband, however much you feel tempted to. It does no good, and he will not be grateful to you for saying it.
That's accurate.
That
still
one hasn't changed for either gender.
No, nobody likes that. It's like, if you step in, like, you already know. You don't need somebody to say, see, I told you. You go, yeah, I know, I get it. It happened now. So,
Maitland, are you going to make the argument for saying, I told you so?
No, I was trying to say something funny in an old-timey voice.
Oh. Let's hear it. Reset.
Always make the men feel respected.
Okay. Why are you going a little like...
It sounded like Bane.
Because I'm laughing, too.
I was born with respect.
Don't let him know. You know he's stupid.
I told you so.
Nothing worse than Bane telling you, I told you so. By the way, we all agree, right? This is no controversial statement. Saying, I hate to say I told you so, is the same thing as saying I told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's the same. Yes.
Some people act like that's not the same. They're like, well, I didn't say it. Yeah.
I prefaced it by saying, I hate to say it.
Yeah.
This isn't pleasure for me at all.
Like, this hurts me more than it hurts you.
Dummy.
It doesn't.
Tip number three for the men. Don't sneer at your wife's cookery or bridge playing or singing or indeed anything she does. Good rule of thumb. Don't sneer about your wife or her actions.
Mm. But what if she sucks at those things?
Yeah,
somebody's got to tell her.
Yeah, right?
If you're bad at bridge, there's nothing worse.
Hey, gal, find another dream. You suck at singing. What you got to say?
Don't even let her try canasta, for God's sakes.
Do people still get together and play bridge?
My grandma plays bridge like 3 times a week. Yeah. I mean, she's about to be 90, so that
I don't think anyone who doesn't have liver spots plays bridge.
It seems like it would be something that is due for a revival. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody texts in and says, yeah, I'm part of a, Gen Z bridge club that gets together every Tuesday in the park.
You think
something.
Bridge is going to have its poker moment where all of a sudden it's on TV all the time and everything?
Yeah,
and there's professional bridge players who wear sunglasses all the time?
Yep.
Yeah, like a small revival, like fancy mustaches.
Those did make a comeback.
Yeah, and swing in the 90s.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that, Steve.
Hey, the Bridge Club of Grand Rapids continues to thrive and grow from this article from 2015.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine how it's thrived and grown since the last 10 years.
Probably has its own suburb now.
Huh?
Boring.
You got this, Steve. You're going to make so many new friends. Probably going to die in the next couple of years, those new friends, but still going to be a good time.
Tip number three for the tips for married couples from 1913. This one for the wives. Don't be discontented and think your husband not manly because he happens to be short and thin and not very strong. Manliness is not purely a physical quality.
Thank you. Thank you, 1913 book.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
Yeah.
Tip for men. Don't increase the work of the house by leaving all your things lying around in different places. If you're not tidy by nature, at least be thoughtful. That is a tip only for men.
Mm-hmm.
Solid tip.
Yeah. These are all still good, accurate tips for both genders, honestly.
Number four for the ladies. Don't let your husband wear a violet tie with grass-green socks. If he is unhappily devoid of color sense, he must be forcibly restrained.
Men be stupid.
So don't let your husband dress like the Joker that hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That is what
that's
I'm
fair. That's fair. I mean, normally I would say, they would go along with don't criticize how bad your lady plays bridge. But yeah, I mean, if your fella your color's stupid, don't let him go out. Make sure he's got the right dickie, a ascot.
Okay. This next one is a tip for the men. And it does pretty well. Like the first line, ladies, you're going to be, absolutely. And then the second line, you might agree with what they're saying, but the phrasing seems offensive. This is again, 1913. Men, don't try to regulate every detail of your wife's life. Even a wife is an individual and must be allowed some scope of individuality.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Even a wife,
even a wife.
I mean, not enough to vote. We're not ridiculous here.
Don't get silly.
She can't own land or anything, but she can have a thought. She may be having one thought per day.
Mm-hmm. For the women, don't omit to pay your husband a compliment. If he looks nice dressed for the opera, tell him so. If he's been successful with his chickens or his garden.
You guys been successful with your chickens or your garden?
This is a real man about town.
Yeah.
Like,
goes to the
compliment
opera.
Him about his opera and chickens.
Compliment him on his chicken and garden.
I think it's nice to compliment your partner.
Me too.
For husbands, last one. Don't keep all your jokes for your male friends. Let your wife hear some of them.
Yeah.
That's why I come home every day and say, listen to all the funny things we said today.
Hey, honey, got a joke for you.
Teetotaler, I thought you said teapot dome. Ha ha!
Text.
So what's folly? Am I right?
A little early.
Whatever.
Heather, listening on 97.9X, could you please post this list so I can print them out and show it to my husband, especially the one about tidy up and be respectful.
And be dirty.
Yeah. My grandma's 94. Her old folks' apartment plays bridge 3 times a week, and they will not go anywhere to make sure they don't miss bridge. So, yeah, Steve.
Wow.
It's not happening for young ones.
No, well, it makes sense. It's not like they're out hula hooping or something crazy.
But you're going to miss acrobats class.
Are they going to go and ride some dirt bikes? No, they're going to play bridge and compliment each other. Hey. Hey, Sarah May. Nice genitals.
Do you think we could do a fun calendar of old folks' home activities that were not approved? Like,
yes.
Absolutely.
A bunch of old people on motocross. Tug of war. We should see if we can get a senior citizen's home to do field day like middle schools.
That would be awesome.
Like carry an egg and a spoon,
honestly,
4 feet.
Throwing water balloons to take a step back. They'd probably go bananas for it.
It'd be a blast.
Yeah. Winner gets a bag of oatmeal.
Try to squeeze a wet sponge into a bucket without hitting a cabinet and getting a bruise.
A lot of good ideas.
Put a tennis ball on your walker.
Isn't it a little
surprising?
They don't want
to mar up the floors.
They haven't just updated the walker to have
tennis balls. Or
are walkers in business with big tennis ball? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, don't do it, man. We're not selling as many tennis balls since Bjorn Borg wasn't as popular.
Yeah, we wanted to just put them on here, but Wilson really cracked down on us.
Yeah.
Can't just put them there. We said, hey, what if we change the color? They said, absolutely not.
No
way. We will not give you our tennis ball patent. You have to buy them aftermarket. like porthole fender portholes from J.C. Whitney.
Is that the worst part about finding out you need a walker is all the aftermarket additions you have to buy, like the exhaust package?
Like, why can't I why can't I just buy one with flames from the factory?
Undercoating.
On
need
the
to
way.
Undercoat my walker.
Yeah. Hey, where's the nearest Z-Bar? It's getting a little rusty. Is there an Earl Scheib around here? He'll paint anything for $99.95.